Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Josh McKenna to talk about the latest going on at the Knoxville Chamber. Tell us a little bit about what exactly is the mission of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce.
Our mission is to foster a vibrant business community through effective communication and stakeholder engagement. So what that means is we're trying to affect policies that will foster that vibrant business community and help businesses to grow and succeed in our community, which really helps everybody. As businesses do well, their employees do better, they produce great products for our customers to shop and all of that. So it's really about increasing the quality of life for everybody here at Knoxville, and that's what we're trying to do. And thankfully, we have a lot of great volunteers that really came together and helped us out with nationals and making that a success for the business community, the community at large, and all of our visitors that we had come to town that week.
And you did get a lot of volunteers for nationals, certainly was a big help, but you're also asking for some volunteers for another upcoming event, is that correct?
Absolutely. We are going to have the Chamber Auction, which is going to be our next event. This last year, we've really been kind of focusing on improving our communication channels with the Chamber Courier, the This Week in Knoxville, and building those up. Now we're kind of refocusing into engaging our stakeholders, which is the second part of our mission. And that's really part of why we're doing this Chamber Auction. It's a part of our strategy to get our members to network with each other and engage with their chamber on a more regular basis. Starts with the Chamber Auction coming up on October 3rd. It's going to be at the Fox Pub and Grill. It's going to be a great night. We're really working hard on that now that we're through Nationals. And then the next event is going to be Living Windows, which we've always had really great volunteers and support from the community. Partner with the Mentor Study Club on that. And now we're also starting our partnership with the city's new Tourism Advisory Commission, and working more closely with each other to make those events happen.
What are some ways that people can find out more information about the Knoxville Chamber, the events going on, and find out how they can volunteer and be involved with the community?
And that's really what we're using our This Week in Knoxville and the Chamber Courier for. It's just anybody can sign up for them and watch them. We actually even post them on our Facebook. If you don't want them to be delivered to your email inbox, you can like us on Facebook and follow us, and then you'll get the updates that way. We also use our local media to put out a lot of information as we go along, and our website. Go to winwithknoxville.com, and we have a calendar of events that we keep updated, and all of our members are giving us information all the time to put out there, and so it's a really good resource for everybody to use.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, where the farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Josh McKenna, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.